In the end, you're gonna need somebody. Better try before you lose that body. Keep your eyes out on the open road. It's getting harder just to trust somebody. Even harder when you got no money. Keep my eyes out on the open road. No man.
Run fire, run as fast as you can.
Don't forget, don't trust no man. Before you lose somebody, my heart that day was like a sinking stone. Honey, I saw you standing there, just skin and bones. You held me up 'cause I can't hold my own. In the end, you're gonna need somebody. Till then, honey,
I'm fine.
Trust no man.
Run far, run as fast as you can.
Don't forget, don't trust no man.
Medford. It is 9:04 a.m. My name is Becca.
And I'm Roxy.
And you are listening to the sound of my voice on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I feel like we're both feeling a little bit like I don't know.
I'm a little overwhelmed. Yeah, I'm feeling a little like...
Whenever I'm feeling overwhelmed, I use the word stuck. I don't know why, because I just feel like I'm stuck in place and everything's just like going over me.
Yeah, like I feel like I'm kind of like in the center and everything just like spinning around me a little bit.
And I'm just watching it go by. Like I'm not actually doing anything to
help
myself.
I know I should be doing something at this moment.
But I'm just watching The Real Housewives instead.
That's okay. That's always a good plan.
I sat down this weekend, like I was like, I'm going to do this work. And I ended up watching a season of it.
Which one?
Beverly Hills.
Okay, the best one. Yeah. But maybe on like a better note, what's something that's making you happy right now?
What's my birthday on Thursday? Yay!
Happy almost birthday to
Roxy. I'm turning 21.
Wait, that's so fun.
Very exciting.
What are you gonna do?
So I'm having like a little party on Thursday, and then I'm going to Miami.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
So I'm so excited. Yeah. It's gonna be literally such a good weekend, but I have so much work leading up until then.
Yeah, but you have such a nice reward at the end.
I know, so I'm so excited. How about you? What's one thing that's making you happy?
it's like such a little thing. This is so embarrassing. So I'm a VIB Rouge member at Sephora, which basically means I spend an incredibly unreasonable amount of money at Sephora every year. And because of that, you get unlimited free makeovers. And I just hadn't taken advantage of it yet. So I was just like, I don't know what I'm doing on Saturday. So I got a free like hour-long makeover at Sephora. And it was just the most like beautiful self-care hour that I took for myself.
That's so exciting.
And it was really nice. I love putting on makeup. I think it's so fun.
That's so fun. And those makeovers are really expensive.
Yeah, usually you have to pay like $50
for it. Because I once like wanted to do it like last year, I think, because I was going to this like 21st birthday.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wow. Like, quite pricey.
Yeah, it's $50.
Yeah.
Like, that's like not nothing. And then I also had a gift card, so I just got to like go shop.
That's
it was a really like nice afternoon of self-care. And just like, I don't know, you know how like yoga gets you in touch with your body?
Mm-hmm.
I love putting on makeup because I feel like I get like this really deep physical connection with my face, which I know sounds a little weird, but I really like it.
That's so relaxing.
So it was really nice.
Love it.
Yeah. Well, that was us talking for a little bit. You got the sound of our voices. We'll listen to a bit more music and we'll be right back.
I'm not waiting for the moonlight, aside across the borderline. We're into this, we're into this design.
So that was, we went through a couple songs. So we had Moonlight by Koala, followed by Skinny Love by Birdie. That song.
Such a cute song.
And then Scars by Hazy Eyes, Yoki Lore. Yeah. Guys, I just had a really bad past 5 minutes.
I feel honestly very bad.
I lost my license. I just found out I lost my license. And I also had previously lost my credit card a day earlier. So I hate Mondays. Yeah. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Every time I lose my credit card or like a card or something, I always think about how outdated they are. Don't you ever think about that?
Yeah.
But I don't know what a solution could be.
Well, I mean, there's a new Apple Pay thing, but I also like don't trust my phone.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. I don't know.
I feel like I simultaneously, as like a borderline millennial Gen Z, simultaneously adore technology and totally put so much faith and clout in technology. And then at the same time, I'm like, I don't trust microwaves. Yeah. Like, that's weird. I don't get it.
That's my mom. My mom literally, like, she disabled the microwave on our house. She, like, when I moved into my apartment here, she was like, if you stand in front of the microwave, like, you're gonna die. My mom was like one of those.
Really?
Yeah, microwaves. What else? Like, processed meat. Like, all this, like, cancerous stuff. Diet Coke. That's a big one for
Oh, that. So here's the thing. In my family, like, have you ever seen my Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Yeah.
Okay, so in my Big Fat Greek Wedding, you know how the dad puts Windex on everything?
Yeah.
In my family, it's the same thing, but with Diet Coke.
Oh.
So every time, like, stomach ache, headache, you feel tired. Oh, yeah. Like, you don't feel good. Like, you're nauseous. You have a cold Diet Coke always. You know what? I could use a Diet Coke right now.
I have an addiction.
I might go get a Diet Coke after this because I think it might make me feel better.
So I drink so much Diet Coke. Like, but
really?
Actually, Coke Zero.
Oh,
see, I can taste the difference.
So can I, but I like Diet Coke better.
I like Coke Zero more. Apparently men like Coke Zero more.
That's interesting.
But I have a rule, like, I can't drink it before 11:30.
PM or AM?
AM.
Okay, but say PM, like, that's not fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if not, I'm just going to be drinking it from, like, the moment I wake up. It's really bad.
All right, well, I'm going to look forward to that after this. And next is a song that, I mean, it's a little optimistic. It's talking about the sun shining. The sun is shining. It's also flurrying earlier today, so we could not make sense of that. But it's a really cool artist. His name is Johnny Drill. He's, I think, from South Africa. Let me fact check that. Nope, I can't fact check that. I think it's from South Africa, but I will double check and I will get back to you all at the next break. So enjoy.
Have you seen the sun? Have you seen the moon? They are shining light for you. And have you seen the stars shining in the dark? 'Cause God is still watching you. Life is beautiful, however you choose. Be grateful for life. Love is beautiful whenever I'm with you. What a time to be alive. In no matter the condition.
Quick interruption, Johnny Drill is from Nigeria, not South Africa. I'm sorry for the confusion.
No forgets after rainfall. And after the dark, the sun goes shine. Keep your heart, my friend. Don't lose yourself in the morning time. The sun goes shine. Your best, but don't lose yourself. 'Cause in the morning time, the sun goes. Have you ever seen the love in a mother's eyes when she holds her little one? And have you seen the joy in a father's pride in a son he truly loves? Wherever you go, remember, make it shine your light, reach December, never your souls. Whatever you do, remember, stay humble and cool your temper. Don't forget your own. 'Cause in no matter the condition, you just believe in your heart and you go day alright. Don't forget, say after rainfall and after the dark, the sun goes shine. Keep your heart, my friend.
yourself in the morning time. The sun will shine. Do your best, but don't lose yourself. 'Cause in the morning time, the sun will shine. Your light, it will show you the road. It will lead you home. Hold on tight and learn to fight. Now that you're on your own. Sometimes you go fall, sometimes you won't understand. Never could they try, but you go there, alright. You are in safe hands.
In no matter the condition, believe in your heart and you go there, alright. No forget, say after and fall. So keep your heart, my friend. Don't lose yourself. In the morning time, the sun goes shine. Do your best, but don't lose yourself. 'Cause in the morning time, the sun goes shine. Keep your heart, my friend. Don't lose yourself. In the morning time, the sun goes shine. Do your best, but don't lose yourself. In the morning time, the sun will shine. Oh yeah. The sun will shine. In the morning time, the sun will shine. Oh yeah. Oh, 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 oh. The sun will shine.
Try to sleep, but my mind is running overtime on.
Now it's time for a PSA. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Adickman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. That's 617-627-3518. If you've never been to the art gallery, Roxy, you should definitely go. Have you ever been to Tufts Art Gallery?
I actually haven't.
It's amazing. I love it. I used to spend a lot of time there, sophomore year.
Are you like an artist?
No, but I love art. I'm a huge art buff. Oh my God, can you hear the wind? Do you hear that like whooshing sound?
The wind actually really scares me. I'm not going to lie. Like,
really?
That's one of the things that really scares me, like heavy winds. It's a really, really weird thing to be scared of. But there was a girl in my class when I was younger who had a serious phobia of wind. Like, it was diagnosed. She had a phobia that she was going to be blown away by the wind.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
And it was really, really bad. And I don't know why, like, since I was younger and, like, recess time and stuff, she had to, like, stay inside. And I don't know why, ever since then, like, I've just, like, had this thing about the wind. Like, oh, every time it's, like, super windy, I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, that's so interesting.
It's really weird. But I also don't like the snow.
I also don't like the snow. Well, I really haven't been back in the snow since last, because I wasn't here last spring.
Yeah, you're right.
So then it was the spring before. And I really did not miss it.
Yeah, I don't love
that much.
No. I really don't. I'm not going to lie here.
The first time it's pretty, and then it's just cold and wet.
To be honest, I like the snow if I'm skiing.
See, I don't ski.
See, I like to ski. So if I'm skiing, I like the snow because it's got a purpose. But if I'm not skiing, like, the snow is pretty useless, to be honest.
I feel that also.
It causes, like, hassle.
Yeah, it's just, like, I think, like, this is the time of year that everyone is sick of winter.
Yeah.
And everyone's just kind of in, like, a meh mood.
Yeah. I feel like it's winter until April.
Yeah, well, it's winter until it's summer here.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I was speaking to my mom, and in London, it's springtime already, apparently.
Okay, wait, I have a question for you, because I was reading this article. If people don't know, I'm a huge reader of the Times. I read the New York Times every morning, and I always bring it to the radio show, so it's spread out. Roxy can confirm. Yeah. It's literally spread out in front of me. And there's a very interesting article called Growing Up in Britain and Giving Up on Capitalism. Ooh. And it's all about the growth of this part of, like, British millennials. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I think younger, it would be Gen Z, so, like, yeah. 18 to 20-year-olds, mm-hmm. who have grown up with austerity in Britain and grown up with a bunch of, tax cuts and program cuts, not tax cuts, but cuts to social welfare programs, and who have now turned to socialism.
This is, like, quite, that's, like, a huge...
Not to get really deep with you at 9:36 on a Monday morning.
There is a huge, huge, huge class divide in the UK. Huge. Especially where I grew up in London.
Okay.
It's quite expensive to live in the central of London, so there's a big, like, it's kind of, what's weird about Britain, it's very, like, geographically, like, the social groups are very geographically, like, based. So in the heart of London, you get, like,
which makes sense, because, like, that's, it's your neighborhood, that's,
there's, like,
a
lot of capitalism in the center of London. Okay. And as you go closer and closer out, you'll find more socialists, and I've heard about the rise in socialism and actually a little bit of communism in the UK because of all the cuts and because of all, like, the huge gap between like the upper and lower classes.
Would you say, like, different so
but
than
so
here?
Many institutions, yeah, so much more, so many institutions, like schools and like universities and stuff, like, pay a huge attention to that. Like, for example, you've heard of Oxford and Cambridge.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. So those are, like, the two best universities in the UK. They have a tiny quota for private school students right now. Tiny. In order to help. Because of all these cuts in schools and because of everything, they have a tiny quota. So they're actually a little bit more prejudiced towards you if you've come from, like, a higher background, which is interesting.
Which is really interesting.
Yeah. And there's a huge divide in schools, like schooling. So what I find different to here is like, if you went to a public school here, like it's not a, like, there are like tons of amazing.
Yeah, I went to public school. Yeah, I love my public school. Yeah,
it's my cousins who grew up here went to public school. In the UK, it's just not the same because of all the cuts. Like, public schools are so really underfunded, all of them, pretty much. And that obviously creates like anger.
Well, it's interesting because you don't pay for university the same way. So instead, you pay for private school.
Yeah. Because university is so much cheaper. Yeah. I think it's like £6,000, which is going to be like $8,000.
That's ridiculous. I was looking, I was in Newport 2 weekends ago, and we were looking at St. George's just for funks. It's a beautiful campus. Let's see, let's flip the song and see if we can fix that. You guys are hearing all the technical difficulties live on the sound of my voice at WMFO. I think it's fixed now. Okay, well, we'll take a break, play around with some buttons. Meanwhile, listen to this new song by James Bay and Julia Michaels. I love Julia Michaels.
Now you're saying, put your hands on my body just like you think you know me. Want your heart beating on me, don't leave me hot and lonely. I don't usually give in to peer pressure, but I've given to yours. When we met, innocent, now I'm dead every time you're touching me. You're dancing around on my mind every second. I'm under control till you're in front of me. Maybe I'm scared, I don't care, I'm addicted, I'm in it. When you say, put your hands on my body just like you think you know me. Want your heart beating on me, don't leave me hot and lonely. I don't usually give in to peer pressure, but I'll give in to yours. So given to yours. So I give you my everything and you keep on teasing with that look in your eyes, cause you know I believe it. I don't usually give in to peer pressure.
Thank you all for your patience with us. I have no idea what was happening.
Yeah, that was weird. We thought it was someone calling, but I don't think it was.
I don't think anything was flashing.
But feel free to call.
Yeah, no one's ever called.
Yeah.
I'm kind of scared that if someone were to call, I would have no idea what to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, test me, make me work for it. So on that note, we were talking about socialism in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Education.
Disparities. The huge disparity in education in the UK, which is severely problematic.
So there, did you, like, act, is there an active difference, I guess, between here and the UK?
I just
like,
think
do you, like, the, is it palpable? Like, do you notice it?
Yeah, like, it's, the public schools seem way more, like, way more funding here. There's a certain ones, I assume. And probably the people that I've encountered at a school like Tufts
are going to well-funded public schools.
Yeah, going to the well-funded public schools. So it's a bit of a generalization. And also, the United States is obviously so much bigger than
Yeah, well, I'm in the really interesting education class, and we're talking a lot about the obvious disparity in public funding for schools, because there's this astronomical difference, mm-hmm. and I can't quote percentages off the top of my head, but of if you live in a wealthy suburban district yeah. versus a poor urban district, the difference in money that you spend per student, even if the school district itself has a much larger budget because they have so many more students, they're spending a fraction of the money on each student mm-hmm. as they are in wealthier districts.
Yeah. I always think about how unfair life is, actually.
Yeah, that's something I think about at least once a week.
I think about it a lot. It's like, no, and I don't know how it can ever be solved, because I'm a sociology major, and so I always just think about, like, there is just no solution. Like,
life is messed up.
Sometimes I'm like, okay, we can do this, but then I'm like, I think about it like a race. Like, no one, we'll never be able to find a way that everyone starts at like the start line.
Yeah, well, I mean, that would, Durkheim says that. Yeah. Durkheim, AKA my father of sociology. Sarah and I fact checked a couple weeks ago. Technically, Marx is the father of sociology, but Durkheim is my father of sociology. and his whole point of the Society of Saints is that, you know, every society is like an organ, right? It's like it's a body. So every institution is an organ. Mm-hmm. And just like every organ has its function in the body, the heart pumps blood, the lungs mm-hmm. help you breathe, the brain does, I don't know, I don't do pre-med, whatever the brain does. And just like that, education has a purpose.
Yeah.
Government has a purpose. Law enforcement has a purpose. And those functions never go away. So even if the institutions change, and even if like things that, you know, for example, Durkheim would say there's always going to be some level of racism and sexism and class divide, because mm-hmm. class divide is a function of the social body. Mm-hmm. And that class divide might change, the specificities might change, it might get smaller, it might get bigger, but it's always going to be there because it operates as this larger function of the social body. So on that note. That was your Sociology 101 at 9:45. We have a couple more songs for you guys. And then you have Rosato Radio up at 10. So enjoy.
For renegade, for renegade, for renegade. My temperature's a little colder. I see it clearly now, I only fell for you. Cause I was young, dumb, and broken. I hate being sober. My hands are shaking and the nights are lonely. I put my body and my soul through hell for you. Why does it hurt that it's over? I've been drunk for 3 years and 15 days. All that perfume that you wear and that good look on your face. I ignored all my worst fears and now this liquor won't chase the thought of you from my head. My mouth still stinks from the taste of it. Now that I'm sober, my temperature's a little colder. I see it clearly.
Complicado verte, verte, olerte y pasarte a un lado y querer detenerte. Ay, qué complicado, esto es demasiado. Pero como el ajedrez, la reina cae alguna vez. Escucha bien mi voz, que esto queda entre tú y yo. Lánzame un swing, swing, lánzame un swing y bátete el pelo. Acércate un chin, chin, acércate un chin y hazlo de nuevo. Que te quiero decir algo yo, que cada paso que tú echas no. Me arrugo, derrito por ti lentamente. Lánzame un swing, swing, lánzame un swing y bátete el pelo. Acércate un chin, chin, acércate un chin y hazlo de nuevo. Que te quiero decir algo yo, que cada paso que tú echas no. Me arrugo, derrito por ti lentamente.
Baby, dime cuántas veces tú hechizas a la gente.
Porque quiero ser ese hombre que se enreda en ti una y otra vez.
Así que mátame decente.
Lánzame un swing, swing, lánzame un swing y bátete el pelo. Acércate un chin, chin, acércate un chin y hazlo de nuevo. Que te quiero decir algo yo, que cada paso que tú echas no. Me arrugo, derrito por ti lentamente. Lánzame un swing, swing, lánzame un swing y bátete el pelo. Acércate un chin, chin, acércate un chin y hazlo de nuevo. Que te quiero decir algo yo, que cada paso que tú echas no.
Cada paso que tú echas no.
Me arrugo, derrito por ti lentamente. Y pasarte a un lado y querer detenerte. Ay, qué complicado, esto es demasiado. Pero como el ajedrez, la reina cae alguna vez. Escucha bien mi voz, que esto queda entre tú y yo.
That was Swing by Danny Ocean. I'm obsessed with that song. I listened to it approximately 600 million times in the past 3 days.
First time I've heard it and I loved it.
I'm a huge fan of Spanish music, in case you didn't know. I went to Spain, it changed me, it's fine. But yeah, awesome song. 15 million out of 10, would recommend to a friend. So it's time to sign off. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
It's been Becca and Roxy.
Yeah.
And you listened to The Sound of My Voice on 91.5 WMFO Medford. We have one more song for you. And then Rosada Radio is up at 10 a.m. This song is a throwback. I heard it. Have you ever listened to the L? It's like the L, like, Song Association Challenge on YouTube.
No, what is that?
It's like these celebrities and artists and singers have a word and have 10 seconds to sing a song that has that word in it. And Darren Criss did one.
I love Darren Criss from Glee.
It was so good.
For me, he's now Darren Criss from the Versace documentary.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
That's so weird to think about. People now know him from that instead of Glee. Wow, I'm old.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, great show. Great documentary. Great show, Glee, and documentary, Versace. And he sang this song for the word, I think, high. And it's been in my head ever since. So that's what we're going to end on. Have an awesome rest of your Monday, everyone. And we'll see you next week.
She's black, flesh and bone. Now tucks a silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste, and sound. But somehow I can't believe that anything should happen. I know where I belong, and nothing's gonna happen. Somehow I can't nothing should happen. I know where I belong, and nothing's gonna happen.